Australia has evolved. The Australian plants have evolved, growing within associations. If you compare them with overseas trees and forests and things, what you find is that their associations are only one or two members. There you get, particularly in Europe and America, you get thousands and thousands of acres of just one single species. Here in Australia, you get thousands of species in thousands of acres. You get so many species here growing together, and they have grown together for such a long time that they have become dependent on each other. So usually what you get is you get a basis of three or four eucalypts within one association. Now these, you would probably call it the base upon which an association is built. These eucalypts, which are the basis of every association, although it's a different combination, they produce within their sap a mycorrhizal fungus. Well, I think they produce within their sap a mycorrhizal fungus, and each species produces a different species of fungus. The fungus travels around the tree and eventually accumulates in the leaves, where it stays there until the leaf is ready to fall. When it falls to the ground, it starts to decay, and then the mycorrhizal fungus migrates to the roots of the plants growing underneath the eucalypts. There, it attaches itself to the roots of those plants and enables the plant itself then to take up the nutrient it needs to produce the medicine that we need. The other thing is, we place a lot of present-day people place a lot of emphasis on the necessity of having the soil absolutely perfect. You don't need that, because it's the eucalypts and the plants together that will provide the nutrient that you need for each other to grow. And this is the important thing. When those plants die, their nutrient goes into the soil, and then the fungus goes into the soil, and the eucalypt then takes up those nutrients. It's like a wonderful circle, a bubble almost, except that it's not a bubble that's confined to the inside of something. It's a bubble that eventually actually joins with all the other bubbles, all the other associations, whether it be plant, whether it be animal, even when it be human. And we all live within these associations. Even the humans have a part. They have a very important part, the part of renewal, because they are the ones that firstly scatter the seed of the fruits, but secondly, they are the ones that manage the land. They are the ones that create the fires that clear the unnecessary plants out from under those beautiful eucalypts. And there's two kinds of fire that we used to lit. One was the yearly fire, which took care of the grasses, burned the old grass and allowed the green grass to grow. And the animals would come in and eat the green grass, and we would eat the animals. The other part of it was the massive fires that occurred every 11 years. They were lit in the cold season, the cold dry season, just before the cold wet season came on. And then these fires would be lit, and they would burn through from ridge to river, and then that would clear again unnecessary larger plants out, or clear out all of the dead wood, which then would enable the new plants to grow stronger and better and more prolific. So again, it was the humans who started those fires, and it was the humans who actually dictated that where the fires were going to burn, and always they were extinguished by the time they reached the river. And all those different associations within Australia, probably there would be thousands and thousands of associations. I know just in the Sydney region alone, there are hundreds. And these are important, that we maintain these associations, that we do not take all the eucalypts away because they're a nuisance, or take away all the undergrowth because we want to plant wheat. We need those associations. We know need those associations for their foods and their medicines, because they grow in a climate that they're used to, and that's important. We don't have to adapt our soils. We don't have to adapt the climate to a foreign food source. We have it all here.